We have all lost a dear friend. Maddie was a devoted teacher and a tremendous physician, but most of all, he was a friend and an example to all of us. He touched all our lives in a very special way. Maddie's skills as a teacher are legendary. He was a master teacher who gave all of his students the most solid foundation. But his most important lessons went way beyond teaching us the skills necessary to play and teach music. By his example, he redefined on a higher level the words dedication and commitment. He helped us to develop and nurture an attitude that would bring success no matter what we were trying to accomplish. Maddie's teaching schedule at Duquesne University was busy enough to fill 3 full-time positions. You could find him at Duquesne 7 days a week. 12 hours a day was enormous. But he would always find extra time for his students. He was willing, even anxious, to give us any free time he had. Maddie always encouraged the extra effort. He would often get the trombone section of the Duquesne University Orchestra together and rehearse us. I remember one such rehearsal that was scheduled during a time that was reserved for faculty meetings. Maddie, not wanting to go back to his commitment, came to us with a plan. Just after said faculty meeting began, one of us, who shall remain nameless, interrupted the meeting with word that while practicing in Maddie's office, he had intercepted a long-distance phone call from California. Maddie promptly excused himself from the meeting, came downstairs to the recital hall and touched us. This was not one of his assigned duties. Maddie was devoted and dedicated to his students. He led by example. Maddie always gave his best effort and demanded the same from us. I remember feeling very ill one evening. I had a bad case of the flu with all the tremors. My roommate tried to explain to Maddie that I could not come to rehearsal because I was very ill. At which point, Maddie promptly called me on the phone. The conversation went something like this. McCullough, can you spit? He said, excuse me, Mr. Shiner, I said, not fully understanding the question. Can you spit? He repeated. Yes, I replied, still not understanding where this was going. If you can spit, you can play. Get over here, he said. Everyone who ever played in an ensemble that Maddie directed knows that we did not rehearse until we got it right. We rehearsed until we could not get it wrong. Come to think of it, I cannot remember Maddie ever missing a lesson or a rehearsal. He simply would not allow himself to become ill. Again, he led by example. Maddie was a surrogate father to all of us. His concern went beyond our performance in lessons and ensembles. His concern for us included academic and music classes. At every lesson, he would inquire about our progress. He had good reason to inquire about my progress in piano class. Piano class was a hurdle everyone had to overcome to graduate from Duquesne. I remember standing at Maddie's piano during a tuba lesson, playing the Star Spangled Banner or some other patriotic song, thinking continuity is the word. He wanted us to succeed and would do anything he could to make it happen. The man responsible for piano class was Maddie's closest friend and compatriot, Mr. Carmen Ruba. Mr. Ruba was every bit as demanding as Maddie. Maddie's dedication and devotion to his students was equaled by Mr. Ruba, along with Maddie's beloved brother, Eddie Shiner. Together, these 3 men made Duquesne University a very special school. Their dedication and devotion to teaching is unmatched. I'm sure all of us in the teaching profession try our best to continue Maddie's legacy. It is in this way that Maddie lives on. I would like to recite a poem the author's unknown to me. The teacher said to the students, "Come to the edge." They replied, "We might fall." The teacher again said, "Come to the edge." And they responded, "It's too high." "Come to the edge," the teacher demanded. And they came, and he pushed them, and they flew.